Blog Talk Radio.
Remember again,
I'm walking.
Like number one, allows us to invest in future innovation, expand our team, and increase our marketing
time getting everything off clearance, even more time checking everything off yours, Mo's actually. Find everything you need to do this holiday at Lowe's.
Barbara. Yeah. Yeah. No, no. Jay had his chair around the corner and she's in a car watching the car.
Every song is light of your McRib like it's the last. You properly prepared for that McRib and my tuna.
Nobody told me to make that. No problem. The idea is, what do you call me? But then I said, this is all that. I don't remember. My wife is dead. I need to stop.
Transactions require manual identity reviews. Ikata's Pro Insight helps manual review teams make fast, accurate decisions that prevent fraud. Request a Pro Insight demo from Ikata today.
you get great appliances this holiday. Backed by our price promise every day. Lowe's, actually. Get our best deals of the season. Backed by the Lowe's price promise.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
have no money to wear. So yeah, it's your son anyway. Yeah. Right. See you,
oh, I got
mail?
Yeah.
Oh, my mail? Yeah.
What?
I got a right one for you, yeah. I like your haircut. You too, Jay. Jay, Jay. Oh, yeah. Here, yeah, come on, guys. I'm trying to have this a few seconds in the microwave. There's milk in there.
Sensing and movement to respond.
together, we explored a few approaches, like LED indicator rings
for microphones,
gestures and gloves for muting or muting your microphone.
You're embracing me.
Bring down the
steps to the upstairs.
We also looked at DTT components like this really cool motorized potentiometer and figured out a rough concept and schematic for a motorized microphone that senses your body language. Our final concept is a desktop microphone that changes its position if using an age of comfort software based on how you lean in or lean out from the microphone. We'll have an Arduino that's connected to the laptop through ID interface, so whenever it presses the button virtually, the computer will detect that press. So the controller gets moved along the track. It should also send a signal back to the Arduino so that we will know the position of that motor.
To demo it really quickly, you lean in, a sound wave bounces off of your body, comes back to the device. The device recognizes that shorter distance, and then it's going to say, okay, Jason's trying to talk, and then our potentiometer is going to slide. Your linkage is going to bring the microphone to meet Jason's face. He can talk, blah, 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 blah. And then when you lean back, we sense that you've moved away, and this will go, phew, and simultaneously it will mute the computer.
Right, so now we need to order the components, start breadboarding, develop the mechanism, and start prototyping.
To get going, we went to our friends at DigiKey and ordered a couple components, a Perma protoboard, a SparkFun Pro Micro, an ultrasonic sonar distance sensor, and our secret ingredient, the Born motorized potentiometer.
So our slider thingy moves 100 millimeters back and forth. Just like that.
You're going to attach it to an arm and make it go like this.
So before I do any of that, I'm going to just lock it up super, super quick. And once we validate that, then we can bring it to the kit.
Right, so here's our mechanism right here. Here it is. It's on. It's far away. You can't hear me very well. I know it's a bummer, but then I put my lead in. It goes, oh,
hello, friend. And then you can talk into the microphone, and it is great.
Right after receiving the potentiometer, we realized that there's no built-in motor driver, which means that we can't drive the motor back immediately. To make that happen, we have to build an 18-inch motor driver, which essentially allows us to reverse the polarity and drive the motor back quickly. So if we tie the lift to MOSFETs to Arduino pin A, we bring two MOSFETs to pin B, set pin A to low, pin B to high, these two MOSFETs turn on, close this motor spins forward. Now I've got the electrical system working. I'm starting to design the housing for it.
We prototyped the mechanism to some degree. We know that we can create this great expansion using slider. But the question then becomes like, well, what is it, right? What is the concept of our design? I was thinking about this problem, and I was out for a run, and this great blue heron flew overhead. And I grew up on a marsh, and I'm very familiar with this bird. It's sort of a beloved animal to me. And my favorite thing about it is it can be completely disguised in a marsh, and then it'll stick its head up, and it'll open its enormous wings, and it'll spring into the air, and it becomes this big bird, very conspicuous. It goes from inconspicuous to very conspicuous. I thought, that's a great concept. So using this metaphor to create is really fun. And so I'm going to sketch on that and see where I get to. Now that we know what our design concept is, it's time for me to do just a bunch of math. I'm going to be cutting up all the individual pieces of this. I've come up with a rough sketch so that way I'm not sort of like surprised about, you know, oh, I need this piece or that part. I know what I'm building, so I'm going to make all of those parts. I'm going to put together an assembly in SolidWorks, and I'll be able to test the motion out in that as well. We have these things all laid out in CAD, so now we got to bring it to print and assemble it, and hopefully it's all going to come together because we got our presentation coming right up.
So 3D print the housing is assembled, and integrating the electrical system and housing. You move the entire component at once and get it ready before we do my presentation.
Really?
welcome back. We're super psyched to have you.
I'm excited too.
We've been working for a few weeks on a potentially genius idea. We're just like really excited to show you.
Yeah. So I want you to meet the bird.
Wow.
The design centers around an Arduino Nano, and that controls the sensors and the interaction. There's also an H-bridge on board, which controls the motion of the potentiometer. Then we have hidden in the front this ultrasonic range finder, and that senses how far away your body is and starts the interaction as you draw closer. Then there's a lavalier-style microphone, which is used to record your voice, and also works really great to block out background. Lastly, we have this cute little microphone cord going across the top, and we sized that just right, so when the head comes up, the microphone cord gets short and the head tilts up at you, and we think this is a really fun piece of the interaction.
And then also, we wanted to be able to actually mute and unmute software, and we found conveniently that most of the popular, you know, web conferencing softwares like Zoom and Hangouts, they all have keystrokes that we can connect through our keyboard profile and literally be able to, you know, mute and unmute the software when we interact with
the
bird.
The motion is really cool. It really gives you the sense of something becoming alert and listening. Oh, look at that. It's magic.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's really, lovely. Yes? What's that? Yeah, I can't get over this gesture. It's really powerful. It really feels like an entity listening or sitting back.
Yeah, so Carla, I'm going to ask the question. Did we create something potentially genius here?
Hard to say definitely, but potentially in the same sentence. Definitely genius. It's so gestural and so communicative. Thank you so much for making me part of it. I really love it.
And what if it's potentially genius without you, Carla?
Great. All right. Thanks, everybody.
Well, I should have booked our hotel on Friday.
She's very territorial. Be careful.
Before you book, search the site that searches all the other travel sites to find you a great deal. Kayak. Search one and done.
How do you feel? What are you feeling? I'm doing good. Talk to her on Facebook too, and I'm joking around about. No.
Yeah, it's
Uncle Frank. How you feeling? Yeah, that's all. You know, you wait for less than 10 minutes, Ma. They got cancer transportation.
I know that. I'm waiting to make a plan.
Some soup.
Just a second.
What's that? What'd you get? 7 o'clock back.
1 minute, Dave.
You having burgers? I can't eat that. If you got bread, maybe. I don't know. Remember, Ma? Remember I sang this song? Haven't you heard it? Remember? Yeah, it's this song.
Oh.
Thank you.
Thank you. Switch to Chrome to protect yourself from malware so you can surf without getting pinched. Faster, safer, your Chrome for Windows.
We are being deceived. The border crisis is not like what we've been told. Behind the 5 million illegal immigrants who entered our country in the last 2 years are criminal cartels, the United Nations, and the U.S. government. Our investigations uncovered that while Americans are being told that the government is working to resolve the crisis, in reality, coordinated efforts with the United Nations and funding from the U.S. government using money are facilitating the trafficking of illegal immigrants. We toured both sides of the U.S.-Mexico border to uncover how the U.S. and U.N. are quietly running the border crisis. This is documented in the Investigative Special Feature Program, The Border Deception. Our reporters also investigated many months into how drugs are pouring across the U.S. border, brought freely to America by criminal cartels who follow the illegal immigrants. With only about 18% of vehicles being searched by Customs and Border Protection, drugs are now the cause of over 100,000 U.S. overdose deaths per year. We put the results of our investigations into this special feature report, The Border Crisis and America's Fate. The mission of Epic Times is to provide you with the facts so that you can form your own opinion. We need a news outlet that tells you the reality of the border crisis and how it is affecting our entire nation. Subscribe to the Epic Times for $1 to watch the special feature program, Border Deception, and get this border crisis in America State Night.
Hey, Jay. I don't know. Yeah, by right now. Oh, that's a good man. Remember, I didn't make that boy. Smiling. Gathering time. Are you going to use that whole thing, Jay?
The whole castle right now, please. Okay,
tell me what. Okay. What? It's here, right?
Yeah, but one of the castle.
My first guest tonight is one of my favorite stand-up comedians, and he's about to release his fifth album, Psycho. Please welcome the lovely and talented Mr. Jim Gaffigan.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. Call it my son James Farley. That's
F-A-R-L-E-Y. It was supposed to pick him up tonight, but the doctor, the hospital just called. They had to cancel because the doctor didn't show up. The first confirmation number, because it was dropped off today, and then they were going to pick him up tomorrow morning. So I got two different confirmation numbers. One is 100518. That's for tonight's day. And then the one for tomorrow is 88559. Uh-huh. What was that? Oh, 11/27/1965. Yes. Right. They're too short-handed, so there's nobody that can take care of them. So they rescheduled.
And some cold cuts? You on cold cuts?
No.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So don't eat.
Yeah, I'm clapping.
What?
Hang out all day.
Can I have your cutlets with mozzarella? Just don't eat this shit here.
cancel tomorrow's pickup. That would be it. Thank you very much, and you have a good day.
He was the hairdresser, and he is.
Bye, thanks.
Can't believe you.
No! You
know what?
But he was the
hairdresser. All right,
down
the measurements. 21.
Write it down.
Respect our government and our old white guys in one of the mountains.
This man is sick. How about that house? Very sick. Especially the two guys that are slaves. There's so much stimulation in our lives. We don't know what to make of four faces on a mountain. You know, my kids didn't know what to think. They were like, is one of the eyes going to blink? And I was like, I don't know. Take a look, because I'm never coming back here. I was with a friend, and we drove by the schoolhouse, and my friend was like, you see that schoolhouse? That's a schoolhouse where they rolled Mary.
You know that guy that I told you about, the comedian?
Like,
yeah, he's great. Gaffigan.
What?
Gaffigan.
What?
Gaffigan. Jim Gaffigan. That's him.
Yeah,
I know that he has it. I'm hungry. Oh, what's the...
Mary
and
Little Lamb, in its day, was a huge hit.
Didn't he just die?
It was huge. It was like
there.
Recently, very recently.
No, I haven't heard any guys. I listened to him saying, oh, Doug Corbin is foremost more, even after I have videos. So,
thank you. My friend Bob is telling me that his sister, the wife, put his sleep apnea test,
mm-hmm.
and she wound up walking out.
Why?
Because there was somebody that stays with you in the room, and they were annoying. She was annoyed by the person. And I'm like, why did they stay with you in the room?
So what? Well, no, I don't think they stay. I don't think they said that on the paper that they would stay with you in the room. I think they're watching you from another room. So, in either case, you're
in. What you call Jay? What you say? Jay. Say it again.
What?
Which one?
I'm hungry. And then there's another one still hungry. But I'm hungry.
I hear you, man.
You ready? Good boy, Joey. Get the tape measure.
Son of a bitch.